Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to day one of your Living Abroad Challenge. And I'm excited because day one is about defining your way. Now, a lot of people like to skip over or like to gloss over sections like this, but I'm going to ask you to treat this as the most important part of the journey, because this is not a 2-week vacation that we're planning here. This is a plan out to move outside of your home country, outside of the United States. And this is your opportunity for you to make this the best decision of your life, right? This is a time for you to be completely selfish, completely and utterly selfish. There's not a doubt in my mind that some of you probably have gotten so caught up, as we do in our day-to-day activities and in how we view our lives. We know what we know, okay? But I want you to erase the slate and imagine, allow yourself the time and the space to imagine again. And for some of you, it probably has been a long time since you've done this. It's going to be more difficult for some of you than others. But whatever it takes, if it takes for you being in a quiet room, if it takes for you going to sit in a cafe, if it requires you to put headphones on and put on meditation music, whatever it is you need to do, I want you to do it. I don't care how old you are. I don't care about any circumstance in your life. Each and every one of us is afforded the opportunity to imagine. And this is the time that you can imagine your life being the way you want it to be. And you can be in control of making it however that looks like for you. Now, you have an accompanying workbook here. And in this workbook on day one, I have put here what I call the tough questions. And here's another doubt that I have. I just know it's going to be true. There are some questions that some of you are going to skip over and leave blank. But when that happens, what I want you to do is I want you to imagine a stop sign in front of you. And I want you to stop. And I want you to think about the toughest questions that are here. Because see, some of them relate to your family. Some of them relate to dreams that you've put aside. Some of them are going to make you think about how much time you may have spent in a relationship that you shouldn't have been in, or you knew was over and you stayed. It's going to make you think. It's going to make you uncomfortable in some areas. And that is okay. That is where our wisdom comes from. right? That is part of our life's journey. This move too is part of your life's journey. And I want you to allow yourself the time to know what you want, but I also want you to know what you don't want. I want you to think about what's most valuable to you, and I want you to think about what's non-negotiable, what is negotiable. I want you to really start being able to identify and articulate these things, because this is what's going to help you find the perfect country for you. Okay. And again, I know each and every one of us are at different walks of life, different experiences. For some of you, you may say, well, gosh, I do want to go back to school. And that's okay, because put that on the desk, put that on the table, put that in the book. Okay. Because this is a perfect time for you to find a place where you can do just that. Some of you have only lived in cities, and when you vacation, you always go near water because you feel like you're your best self when you're near water. Well, then why not live near water? Whatever it is, there is no right or wrong. The only limitations in this move are the limitations that you place on yourself. That is it. I will repeat that. The only limitations in this move abroad are the limitations that you place on yourself. No one is going to place limitations on you. And now I know in this community of ours, and when I say community of ours, I'm talking about communities that are on several different platforms. You'll hear a lot of similar conversations, thoughts and conversations going on. Yes, this section is asking you to think a little broader than the common things being discussed. And you may notice that I have not mentioned, and I do not mention cost of living, because cost of living should come at the end. I want you to place yourself and your dreams and your desires higher than your budget for a minute, because you'll find if you don't lead with a limitation, then you'll find that you have way more options than you would have even found. If you start this journey placing limitations, then every response and direction is going to lead you to be within that box. Does that make sense? I hope it does, because budget is not going to come into play until the end of this. Okay. Okay. I know some of you, I can almost sense eyebrows raising. I hear you. Okay. But I want you to also trust this process. Trust me on this, because I was in your shoes. I started this journey probably in some of the same places that you're in, right? With the same set of questions, with the same answers coming back at me. And it wasn't until I cleaned the slate and I decided to kind of go my own way that a lot more options opened up to me, a lot more options that fit within my values, that fit in what I wanted to accomplish, that fit in the experiences that I wanted to have, that fit that I never would have known about. So we're going to take the blinders off on day one, and we're going to be honest with ourselves and selfish about this endeavor. And we're going to bet 100% on ourselves to being able to create the life that we want and to move abroad on our terms, not someone else's. I don't want you to fall into this category of people who leave the U.S. and within 5 years, they're back and sharing a journey with others as though they did it right and it didn't work. And I will tell you, in most cases, they did not do this part, because if they did this part, they may not have moved to the country that they moved to. Okay. This is the most important part, because it's all about you, 100% you. Okay. All righty then. So I want you to open up the workbook, and I want you to use the worksheets to help guide you. If this takes longer than one day, so be it. Let it take as long as it should without it being too long, because we don't want to fall into procrastinating. So I challenge you to complete day one so that you can move on to day two with us. Okay? Ciao.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.